and welcome back to the Gloomy Star Podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Milbury. On today's episode, I'll be interviewing one of the haunted pickers. They collect haunted items, and I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much, and here is your episode. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to be stuck in one moment of time? Everything just pause. Airplanes mid-takeoff, people doing all sorts of things, just stuck in time. As you would guess, it will get boring after a while, probably not too long. And what about time? Time. It's a concept. Humans created it. What if right now you are in a world where time is already stopped? I know what you're thinking. You think I'm crazy. But what? Just think about it. Everyone and everything is still moving. But the essence of time itself, we humans created it. What if we created ourselves? A consciousness created by something we don't know. Just to play a big video game. To play for 80 or so years. But how would we know years? They may just be seconds. For all we know, they might not even exist. Thank you so much for joining me. How are you today?
I'm doing good, just a little aggravated. Not at you, but just... It seems like everything else has just been kind of getting on my nerves for some reason.
Yeah, it's a very hard time. So what do you do exactly? Is it a profession or is it a hobby?
Well, it's more of a hobby right now until it turns into a profession later on down the road. Basically, me and my friend that's doing the show with me, we're going to be going around to antique stores looking for haunted objects. And then we're going to be investigating the objects to find out why they're haunted without having any knowledge to why they are haunted.
You keep going.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you go.
And me and her will determine why they're haunted from what they decide to tell us.
Okay, have you had any past experience doing paranormal investigation, or is this your first time?
I've had previous ones, but I'm not much into like going to locations and searching for ghosts or spirits or anything like that. I'm just more into looking for haunted objects now. We're trying to bring something new and different to the paranormal world.
Yeah, because there isn't very much of that, and I think it's a very good idea. Has anything come home with you, like something you've picked up there and just came back home with you?
Possibly. I mean, there could have been stuff in the past that's attached ourselves to me. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure, though, because I've never had anything crazy happen to me from it, so I mean, it's hard to really tell.
Does the job ever creep you out?
No, not at all. However, these new items that I'm getting, I had purchased off eBay, they for some reason, I was a little leery about buying them off eBay, they've been kind of giving me bad energy vibes. Go ahead.
No, oh, this sound is so weird. It's like I say something and you keep going.
I kind of have a bad habit of cutting people off, and I don't mean to. At times, it just happens that way sometimes.
Let's see. Is there a backstory to any of the objects you have that are kind of interesting to you? And is there a certain object that is your favorite?
I haven't really got into depth with the objects yet to really get a backstory from each one of them. I had one that was my favorite, but I sent him to Chris Starr from Ghost Loot. She's a YouTuber as well. She has my clown. It's a clown that plays music from time to time, and whenever you turn the thing on the back, it'll play music. And she has it, and she's been trying to investigate it for me and everything and see what she can get from it.
Do you know any backstory or, like, what did it do when you had it?
I don't have any backstory on it because I didn't get a chance to really fully investigate it like I wanted to before I decided to send it to her.
Oh. Where do you get most of the objects?
Get them at antique stores and thrift stores.
Oh. So, like, is there, like, a certain store, or do you go, is it just in your town, or do you go all over the place?
It's going to be in all the antique and thrift stores that we can hit up. It's going to be we're going to try to go to every state and every city, to go to every single one we can find, and we're going to branch out after we do Arkansas and Oklahoma first, and then we're going to go from there and figure it out, so.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to get right back into this conversation. Okay, we're back right here with one of the haunted pickers. So while you've been doing this job, has your outlook on the paranormal changed any?
It stayed the same pretty much. It's just I feel more connected to objects now than I do with the actual, you know, I know objects have spirits attached to them and they're kind of the same thing, but it's just, I feel more drawn to doing this than I would be trying to investigate, like, haunted locations and stuff like that.
So did you ever do, like, this is the first, like, investigating. You never did as, like, did you do this when you were little is what I'm trying to get out, basically.
No. I think I started doing paranormal whenever I was 23. My friend from North Carolina took me on my first ghost hunt, and I ended up liking it after that.
Oh, and
so,
do you have a podcast or a YouTube channel or something like that?
I have a YouTube channel. It's called Haunted Pickers. Like, as soon as you type it in, it should come up.
Okay, and has anything messed with your personal life, like a object, like mess with your family or like a holiday, like something you did with your family? Nothing's ever showed itself, right?
No, not yet. I haven't had anything crazy like that happen. Now, when I get these dolls that I'm getting in the mail, they're two Raggedy Ann dolls. One's a male and one's a female. Supposedly they were used in dark rituals, and they are claimed to be demonically possessed. So once I get them, things may pick up or stir up once I get those two.
Yeah, that sounds a lot like the original Annabelle doll, which is actually based off a real doll.
Well, that's only if they're really like that, because like I said, anybody could have just made up a story just to be able to sell it. I mean, I don't know how true it is until I get them myself and see if they, you know, see what they do when they get here, so. I'm already feeling their energy from afar, so.
Oh, That is pretty strange. Can you, like, describe that to us? How does that feel?
Well, it was the other night. I don't know, for some reason I kept thinking about him, and it wasn't good thoughts either. It was, like, bad thoughts. Like, I just kept kind of getting a bad feeling. Like, a worried feeling, too, in a way. And I was like, should I have bought these, or should I have just left them alone? But then again, I wanted something haunted off eBay, and I felt drawn to buy them, so I bought them.
Do you believe in an afterlife, and has that been affected by collecting these haunted objects? Like, has your outlook on what happens after death changed?
No, I wouldn't say it's changed. I mean, I believe in the afterlife and all that, and I don't believe it's changed, so. I had a near-death experience when I was 20. Sorry.
Oh. What happened?
I was trying to wait for you to go ahead.
Oh, no.
I got stabbed 8 times in the back. I got stabbed 8 times in the back back in December 23rd, 2010.
Well, I'm very sorry.
It's all good. I mean, I think, I don't want to say this is connected or anything, but when my friend took me on a ghost hunt, we were at an apartment, and we did an EVP session there. And before I even said anything, because I said something first before he did, and before I said anything, I heard an EVP say, "I would get you killed."
Oh.
I don't know if that's connected or anything, but I don't know.
Well, that's all the questions I have, and I'd like to talk a little bit more about, this seems like to be kind of a personal thing, because did you think that this is what you're meant to do? Or I think that's not really what I'm trying to get at, but like, do you think this was meant to be? Like, this happened for a reason.
It did. I believe everything happens for a reason. No matter what it is that happens, everything does. And I just feel like I should be doing this, and this is what I'm doing from here on out. So
this seems,
I've been planning a whole year. Sorry, go ahead.
There you go. It's the line, because where'd you say you were from? Because
I'm from Arkansas. Rhonda, the person that's doing the show with me, she's from Oklahoma. I had to move closer to her in order for me and her to be able to do the show together. So
that is a big life change.
It is, but it'll all be worth it in the end, so.
And would you like to tell the listeners exactly why you wanted to come on today?
Just to pretty much throw us out there and see if people would be interested in wanting to watch, you know, what we do, and see if they just want to tune in. So.
Yeah. I think this is a very interesting part of the paranormal, because you don't really hear about shows about people collecting paranormal objects, and I think I really like the idea. As I said, well, you probably don't know this, but the listeners know that this podcast was conceived because of my very first paranormal experience when I was 4, and the very first episode was based off that. And it is a pretty emotional thing for, I think, pretty much everybody that's in this field, and I don't know really exactly what it is, but I think everyone in this realm of investigating has been put there for a reason, because whoever made this universe did that for some reason so we could figure it out.
I agree. So, and like I said, everything happens for a reason, so.
Yeah, and
whatever that reason is, we don't.
I don't know. This is a little bit of an emotional interview. I remember I've interviewed like 5 people, and it's a little cheesy to say that, but I think it is. I just said that. I need to think of a question now. What do I ask every single person that I interview? Okay. Do you have a paranormal story that was, like, not related to this, but, like, a ghost story from when you were little or in a house you lived in?
When I was 12, I was sleeping on a couch in my dad's house. I keep trying to wrap my brain around it, see if it actually happened or not, but I'm not sure if it did, but I was asleep, and I seen, like, this black figure with red eyes stand over me, and after that I woke up, but other than that, that's all that's really happened. Since then.
Yeah, I bet you've had some strange things happen. Not big things, but there's probably some small things that have happened, right?
Yeah, I worked at the Stanley Hotel in Colorado, where Stephen King wrote The Shining at. I'm sure you probably heard of the Stanley Hotel, of course, though, but I've had stuff happen there and everything. I seen my first apparition there at the Stanley.
Okay, I'm not trying to boast, but as my listeners know, it's quite a thing. Do you know who Tony Bruschi is, or Zach Bagans?
I've heard, everybody knows Zach Bagans, but I haven't heard of the other person.
Well, one of my haunted objects is actually in his museum.
Huh. That's pretty cool.
And
see, that's enough. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
No, I was gonna say, I was gonna also plan on opening a museum and placing all the objects that we find in the museum. No, Zach Bagans has already got one and all that, but, and I'm not trying to copy his idea, it's just, that's what I want to do, is just open a museum to place everything we find in the museum.
I think that's a pretty good idea, and later on in the season, we will be putting their YouTube videos in the podcast. I know that YouTube videos are pictures, but I found out a way to make them audio. So that will be in later this season. And, well, I think that's all we have for today's episode. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm Henry Bilber, your host, as always. If you find a creepy doll in the woods, don't bring it home. Sage your house, and remember, you're never alone. Thank you so much, guys, and bye.
Also,
today's episode was sponsored by Anchor. Please support the podcast on Patreon and Anchor. Help by sending your real ghost stories to us right now at gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com. Today's script was written by me, Henry Bilbrey. The host of today's episode was me, as always, Henry Bilbrey. And a special thanks to the Haunted Pickers.